We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Dwelling in Christ, Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. And do not get drunk with wine, which is debauchery, but be filled by the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for each other in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation. Pastor Felix went on to explain to Shigun that staying filled with the Holy Spirit is sustained through deliberate disciplines. He emphasized that the Spirit fills what is yielded and withdraws where there is constant resistance. Therefore, a believer must intentionally create room for the Spirit's fellowship in daily life. First, he taught Shigun the importance of fellowship with God through prayer and worship. Speaking to God regularly, especially in the language of the Spirit, keeps the inner man sensitive and alive. Worship shifts the heart away from self and re-centers it on God, creating an atmosphere where the Spirit gladly fills. Second, Pastor Felix explained the role of God's Word. The Word renews the mind and aligns the believer's thoughts with God's will. A heart that is continually filled with Scripture becomes a vessel that the Spirit can freely inhabit and use. Neglect of the Word, however, often leads to spiritual dryness. Third, he highlighted obedience. Prompt obedience keeps the channel between the believer and the Spirit clear. Delayed obedience, excuses, or selective submission gradually dull spiritual sensitivity. The Holy Spirit is drawn to hearts that respond quickly and humbly to his promptings. Finally, Pastor Felix reminded Shigun that thanksgiving and godly fellowship also help maintain a Spirit-filled life. Gratitude keeps the heart soft, while fellowship with other believers provides encouragement and accountability. Shigun began to understand that being filled with the Spirit was not about a single, powerful experience, but about a daily walk of surrender, discipline, and dependence on God. Go into today choosing to make room for the Holy Spirit. Stay filled by praying, feeding on the Word, walking in obedience, and keeping your heart grateful. Prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you afresh. Teach me to create room for your presence in my daily life. Help me to walk in obedience, delight in your Word, and remain continually filled with you. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts 11 to 12. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.